Welcome back. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a classic wobbling bass movement in Ableton Live 12, but with a jungle swing feel instead of a straight, modern LFO wobble. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's being played by the rhythm section, not just programmed on a grid. So we want that broken, human, breakbeat energy, but still with clean, modern low-end control. This is especially useful for drum and bass risers and drop transitions, because the bass can start restrained, build tension, open up, and then slam into the drop with more movement, more grit, and more energy. Think of it as a dark intruder drop bridge at around 172 to 174 BPM. Let's get into it. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. If you prefer 174, that works too, but 172 is a great place to start. Create a 4-bar loop so you can hear how the bass interacts with the drum cycle. And speaking of drums, get a kick and snare foundation happening right away. If you've got a jungle break, even better. Warp it, line up the main transients, and make sure the bass will be phrasing with the drums, not fighting them. That part matters a lot. Indeed, NB, bass and drums are basically one rhythm section. If the break swings, the bass should respect that swing. The wobble should feel like it belongs inside the groove, not pasted on top of it. Now let's build the bass sound. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Start with a strong but simple source. Use a saw or a square saw style wave on oscillator 1, and a slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't go crazy with detune. You want movement, not blur. Set the filter to a low pass and add only a bit of resonance. Keep the amp envelope fairly tight. A short attack, a medium release, and a sustain that gives you a solid held tone. At this stage, you're just building the core engine. Then add saturator after Waveeatable. Start with a little drive, maybe around 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. Trim the output so you're not overloading the channel. After that, use EQ8 to clean things up. If the low mids get muddy later, you'll be ready for it. For now, just keep an eye on that 200 to 500 Hz zone, because that's where bass can start feeling boxy or congested. Next, split the bass into two layers using an instrument rack. Make one chain for SUB and one for MID. This is really important for DNB. On the SUB chain, keep it simple and clean. Use operator with a sine wave or any very clean sine heavy setup. Make it mono with utility set to 0% width. No heavy distortion, no stereo widening, no extra drama. The sub should be felt more than heard. On the MID chain, keep Waveeatable and let that be the character layer. Add auto filter, saturator, and if you want a little more bite, overdrive as well. This is where the wobble, movement, and aggression live. That sub and mid split is crucial. In drum and bass, if the sub gets dirty, everything falls apart fast. Keep the low end stable so the mids can go wild. Now write the MIDI phrase. Don't make it too straight. Jungle and early DNB feel alive because the bass line responds to the breakbeat. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase with strong downbeats, short answering notes, and a few rests. Leave space around the snare hits so the groove can breathe. A good approach is to think in call and response. Put a long note on the downbeat, then a short reply on an offbeat or a late subdivision. Then leave a gap, let the drums speak. If you have access to the groove pool, this is a great moment to use it. Try a swung groove or extract groove from a break if you've got one. Apply around 55 to 65% groove amount and adjust from there. You want that jungle swing feel, but not so much that it becomes lazy or late. Also, pay attention to note length. In jungle influence DNB, shortening or extending a few MIDI notes can change the feel more than adding extra layers. Sometimes a clipped bass hit feels more authentic and heavier than a long sustained one. Now for the wobble itself. This is the key part. Make the movement feel rhythmic, not robotic. Add auto filter to the MID chain if it isn't already there, and assign the cutoff to an LFO if you're using Max for live LFO. If not, just automate the cutoff in the clip or track automation. Start with a slower wobble rate like quarter notes or eighth notes, then move to faster motion like sixteenths or dotted patterns as the phrase builds. And don't make every wobble cycle identical. Vary the depth, vary the timing, and leave little dips before the snare hits. That's where the jungle feel starts to appear. It should sound like the bass is responding to the break, not just ticking along on top of it. Try this. Keep the cutoff fairly closed in the early part of the phrase, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz, then open it progressively toward 1.5 to 4K Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. The point is to make the bass breathe over time. If you want the wobble to feel more human, offset some of the notes slightly. Not a lot. Just enough so the bass lands a touch after the drums sometimes, instead of every hit being perfectly aligned. That slight push and release is what gives Jungle its character. Now make sure the bass and drums are actually talking to each other. A really effective trick is to place a short bass note right after the snare, like a reply. Or copy the kick and snare rhythm into a rough bass skeleton, then remove notes until it feels musical. Often, less is more in D&B. A few well-placed hits can feel heavier than a busy line. If you want extra groove, vary the velocity on your MIDI notes, especially if velocity is controlling filter depth, wave eatable position, or envelope amount. That gives the phrase more of a played feel. Now we turn the bass into a riser. Duplicate the clip and create a version that builds over the last four bars before the drop. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens over time. Increase saturator drive by a few dB as the phrase progresses. Move the wave eatable position toward brighter or harsher harmonics, if your sound can handle it. If you're using sends or returns, add a touch more reverb for size, but keep it controlled. And if you want some stereo expansion, widen only the mid layer at the top of the riser. Then pull it back, before the drop. That push and release idea is really important here. A good riser doesn't just keep getting brighter. It gets denser, then opens up again right before the drop. That brief moment of space can make the drop land much harder. If you want to go further, resample the mid-bass. Freeze it, flatten it, or record it to audio. Then chop a few wobble hits, reverse a short tail, or stretch a fragment into an effects layer. Blend that quietly under the main bass. In D&B, resampling can add a lot of urgency and texture without cluttering the original patch. Now let's talk about the mix. The sub needs to stay mono and clean. Check it with utility and keep it centered. Make sure it isn't fighting the kick's fundamental. On the mid-chain, use EQA to remove unwanted low rumble below about 80 to 120 Hz and tame harshness if the distortion starts getting aggressive. If the bass gets boxy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz, and always check the whole thing in mono. If the bass collapses badly, the widening is too broad or too low, stereo width should live in the upper mids and effects layer, not in the sub. Also, don't forget the drums. If the break starts sounding weak, use light glue compressor on the drum bus to help glue things together, but don't crush the life out of the transients. You want the snare crack and kick punch to stay clear so the bass feels like it's pushing against them. A few common mistakes to watch for. 1. Making the wobble too even. If everything is symmetrical, it starts sounding like an effect instead of a groove. Fix that by offsetting notes, varying filter depth, and letting the swing shape the phrase. 2. Letting the sub get distorted. Keep the sub separate, mono, and clean. 3. Using too much filter resonance. That can make the bass whistle or disappear in the low mids. 4. Overwidening the bass. Wit belongs on the mid layer, not the sub. 5. Ignoring the drums. In D&B, the bass should converse with the break, not steamroll it. And 6. Over-automating everything at once. For the riser, choose a few key moves, like cutoff, drive, and wave-eatable position. More isn't always better. If you want a darker, heavier result, start with a slightly darker tone and only open it up in the riser. Add a subtle parallel grit chain by duplicating the mid layer and overdriving the copy heavily, then blending it quietly underneath. That can add menace without losing clarity. For a more old-school jungle flavor, try layering a short break chop under the wobble at a very low level. It helps the bass inherit some rhythmic grit from the drums, which is a really nice touch. And if you want the final bar to hit harder, use a shorter release so the wobble feels punchier and leaves more room for the snare. Here's a quick practice move you can try right now. Set a 15-minute timer. Build a 4-bar D&B loop at 172 BPM. Make the 2-chain bass rack with a clean sub and a wave-eatable mid layer. Write a 1-bar bass phrase with at least 2 rests. Apply swing or manually shift a couple of notes off-grid. Automate the filter to open over 4 bars. Add saturator drive automation so the final bar has more impact. Duplicate the clip and make a riser version for the last 2 bars. Then check mono and trim any muddy low mids. When you're done, export 2 versions, one groovy roller style wobble and one heavier riser lead-in. Compare them and listen for which one carries more jungle swing without losing low-end focus. So to recap, split the bass into sub and mid. Keep the sub clean and mono. Make the wobble feel break-driven instead of mechanical, right around the snare and break chops, and automate cutoff, drive, and brightness to turn the bass into a proper riser. If you want a convincing D&B wobble, think like a drum programmer and a bass sound designer at the same time. That's where the real swing lives. All right, let's build it.